Mission Network News, 2-Minute Version, Friday, October 1st, 2004, in 3, 2, 1. I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Topping the news today, the U.S. State Department has issued a report taking Eritrea and others to task over a rigid suppression of religious freedom. Voice of the Martyrs Todd Nettleton says evangelical churches are gone and at least 400 believers are behind bars. While VOM has workers going in to encourage the church,
it's very difficult for any foreigner to go and visit and meet with Christians. So we have some different things going on that really we don't talk about very much to try to stand with our brothers and sisters there who are suffering.
Meanwhile, police raided a prayer meeting in Uzbekistan and claim there's no need for Christian churches there. According to Forum 18 News Service, Protestant groups have seen an increase in abuse during 2004, including the expulsion of two Christian students in early September. Uzbekistani law restricts the freedom of minority religious groups. Pray for believers in Uzbekistan as they live for God in a climate of harassment and fear from the Islamic religious majority. And pastors and church leaders were part of an historic event in Tanzania, East Africa last week. David Shibley is the founder and president of Global Advance.
We took a team to Morogoro, Tanzania, and saw 618 pastors and church leaders from all Protestant denominations coming together for the first ever conference in that area. Hundreds of these pastors committed to plant at least one new church within the next 12 months.
This year, 21,000 pastors and church leaders have been trained through Frontline Shepherds conferences. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like a free copy of the book, The Jungle Pilot for Mission Aviation Fellowship, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. It's the gripping story of the life and witness of Nate Saint, martyred missionary pilot to Ecuador. You can also request it on our website, missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.